Okay, this is our 15th session for Medina Level 2 Fiqh. This is our last topic from this class of Fiqh. This is our last topic, that is Hajj. And we started it last week, and hopefully today we're going to cover as much of it as possible and start the exercises, and maybe in the next class we might be able to finish the exercises. Okay, so we're doing Arabic lessons in Fiqh from Al-Mustawa Thani, Level 2 of the Medina program. last week we read from page 26 and the top paragraph of page 27. And we want to start there with the second paragraph on page 27. But before that, I just want to review quickly what we covered last week so that it's fresh in our minds. From page 26. On page 26, on the top of the page, it says, Arkan al-Hajj. Okay, so from memory, can anybody tell me what are the Arkan of Hajj? From memory. Now, Mustafa. Huh? Al-Ihram, Tawaf of the Kaaba. Help, somebody. Huh? Wukuf, wukuf bi Arafat, standing at Arafat. What did he miss? That's three. From the Arkan of Hajj, naam. Huh? Sa'i. Baina al-Safar wal-Marwa. Okay, these are the Arkan of Hajj. What do we mean by Arkan of Hajj? The pillars. Okay, that's a linguistic translation. But what actually, technically, what is meant by a rukun? The rukun of, Foundation, okay. Yani, what is the, a rukun in the Hajj, or a rukun in the Salat. A rukun is something that's essential to that act of worship. If it is missing, if any of the arkan of the act are missing, the act itself became invalid. It became invalid. We are on page 26. I'm just reviewing from page 26 before we go to 27. Okay, so I want to distinguish between a rukun and a wajib. A rukun and a wajib. The wajibat, for example, are things that are obligatory. But if a person missed one of them, you can make up for it. And you can make up for it. Like in Hajj, for example, if you miss something that's wajib, you can make up for it by performing a sacrifice. But if you miss a rukun, tell us the Hajj is invalid. You have to bring it, every one of them. These are essential elements that have to be performed. Okay, so we said that there are four arkan of Hajj. The first of them is ihram min al-miqat. And then there is al-wukuf bi-arafah. And then there is yani tawaf around the Kaaba, and as-sa'i going back and forth between the two mountains of as-Safar and al-Marwa. These are the arkan of Hajj. Naam. They didn't have ihram? Why? Okay, so you can buy it there. They crossed the miqat without ihram, you're saying. Well, in any case, that's past now, right? But we can't get the past back, right? But we're looking ahead. So that should be a lesson. Somebody imagine that somebody else is going to take care of their responsibility, and somebody else didn't take care of their responsibility. And that's why I always say to people going for Hajj, especially, know what you have to do before you get there. Don't wait for somebody to tell you. Because maybe they won't tell you. Or maybe they'll tell you something wrong. Maybe they'll tell you, we don't have to stay in Muzdalifah all night long. It'll be crowded in the morning. Let's leave now early. And who told you can leave now early? That guy told you that. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Or he knows, but he's a criminal. Because he wants to get quickly out of there before it gets crowded, to make it easy for himself. He doesn't want to stay and then have problems getting all these people, from Muzdalifah to Mina. So But he tells them, we'll leave at night. It's permissible. Naam, it's permissible for some people to leave at night. And not at midnight, but at moonset, yani just before Fajr. But he didn't tell them that. So they left, and all of those people, they have failed, at least in something that's wajib, according to most scholars, and some scholars say it's a rukn. And that's the minority view, but even if it's just wajib, they have spoiled something in their hajj. Okay, so, anwa al-hajj. The second thing that we dealt with last week are the anwa of hajj, the types of hajj, right? We said anwa al-hajj thalathatun. What are they? Somebody, without looking at the paper from your memory, what are the types of hajj? They are thalathatun. What are they? One, anybody tell me one of them. Huh? Al-ifrad, al-ifrad. A second one? Tamattu' and what? Tamattu' huh? Al-qiran, al-qiran. Okay, what is ifrad? Hajj. Doing hajj alone only, without umrah. And what is qiran? Yani that you perform umrah and hajj together in one ihram. Yani you get into ihram for umrah, and when you finish the umrah, you stay in ihram. Stay in those two pieces of cloth for the men, right? And no clipping nails, cutting hairs, no relations with one spouse, all of that is prohibited. Until the time of hajj, you're still in ihram. When hajj came, you started to perform the hajj until you finish what's required for the hajj. That's umrah and hajj in one ihram, one state of ihram. And then there's tamattu', and that is the third type. And what does that mean? What do we mean by tamattu'? Umrah and hajj, but in separate ihram. Yani you make ihram for umrah and complete it, get out of ihram, and then wait for hajj, get in ihram again for hajj until you're able to get out. Now, okay, so we talked about this last week, al-ifrad, al-qiran, al-tamattu'. And then we said sifat al-hajj, tamattu'. Okay, now we're giving the description of one type of hajj, that is tamattu'. Okay, and we started to read this description, and we finished a little bit of it, maybe one third of it. Yani, and then we ran out of time. Okay, so we're going to go back to this description, and we'll go over it a little bit quickly, what we covered last week, and then we'll take our time and go slowly through what we didn't cover yet. Okay, so the first part we read last week, we're going to read it a little bit quickly on the bottom of page 26. Sifat al-hajj al-tamattu', yani the description of the hajj, which type? Al-tamattu', yani combining umrah and hajj in two separate ihrams. Okay, in the bottom of page 26, يَعْتَمِرُ مَنْ أَرَادَ التَّمَتُّعُ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فِي أَشْهُرُ الْحَجِّ يَعْتَمِرُ مَنْ أَرَادَ التَّمَتُّعُ. Yani the person who wants to, who intends, أَرَادَ التَّمَتُّعُ, intends to perform Hajj Tamattu', يَعْتَمِرُ, he does what? He performs Umrah. He's intending Hajj Tamattu', so he performs Umrah first, right? يَعْتَمِرُ, the one who intends, من أراد التمتّع بالعمرة إلى الحج, meaning to join the umrah to the hajj, but with a break in between, where you are free from the prohibitions of ihram. And this takes place when does he have to perform the umrah? في أشهر الحج, in the months of hajj. What are the months of hajj? From the first of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and up to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Yani the person can perform umrah in that time. Yani ashhur al-hajj, not before that and not after that. Wa yatahallalu min ihramihi ba'da al-umrati. And then the person becomes free from the ihram after completing the umrah. They get out of ihram, take off those clothing, take a bath, put on regular clothing, use ithr, sweet smelling scent, whatever, everything normal. Wa yabqa halalan fi makkata. Wa yabqa halalan fi Makkah. He remains halal in Mecca. What does he mean he remains halal? Yani free from the restrictions of ihram. Yani he got out of ihram and now he's in the state of halal, and he wears permissible to do the normal things that you do, yani in life generally. Yabqa halalan fi Mecca. He remains in Mecca waiting for the beginning of Hajj. وفي اليوم الثامن من ذي الحجة يحرم بالحج من منزله. وفي اليوم الثامن, on the eighth day of the month of ذي الحجة, he enters the state of ihram for Hajj. min manzilihi, from his house. That means, so if he made the Umrah in the first day of Shawwal, then he remains in Mecca waiting for Hajj throughout the month of Shawwal and Dhul Qa'dah until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. The 8th of Dhul Hijjah, that's the first day of Hajj. On that day, Yuhram Bil Hajj. And that day, he enters the state of Ihram for Hajj from his house. Meaning what? He doesn't have to go to the Miqat. He does not have to go to the Miqat. He's in Mecca, khalas. The people who are in Mecca, yani they enter Ihram from their homes, from their hotel, from wherever they're staying at. Wherever they're staying at. No Miqat. They don't have to go to the Miqat. Now,
no. Do you make the
Salah
of a Musafir or a Muqeem?
If he's in Mecca, does he make the Salah of a Musafir or a Muqeem? From that aspect, I don't know how that's related. But anyway, I'll answer your question. I don't know the relationship between him making Ihram from his house and being Musafir or Muqeem. The people of Mecca make Ihram from Mecca. That's for Hajj, not for Umrah. That's for Hajj. As Umrah, we said before, what? Person when they make Umrah from Mecca, they got to go to the boundary. They have to go to the boundary of the Haram. We're talking about Hajj now. Okay? That person who's in Mecca, he doesn't have to go to Miqat. He doesn't have to go outside of the Haram. Rather, right there at his home, hotel, wherever he's staying, wherever she's staying, enter the state of Ihram. Tayyib. But in any case, as far as does he pray as a Muqeem or Musafir, he should pray as yani, according to his ability. Yani, if he prays with the Imam, he has to pray full prayer. If he prays alone, then he will pray, yani, he can pray, possibly, according to some yani, opinions of the scholars. He can pray as Musafir if he prays alone. But the general rule is that if a person has landed in a place during their travels and they're going to stay for some time, then they should pray, the men should pray in the Jama'ah. That means at five times a day. Naam. Yani because you're a traveler, so you gave up the Jama'ah, the prayers are appointed at fixed times. And that those should be adhered to. Except the person is on the road, traveling, and because of the inconvenience of traveling, then they can combine Dhuhr and Asr, combine Maghrib and Isha, and shorten the prayers, all of that. But when they stop someplace and they're going to stay there for some time, they should be going to, the men should be going to the masjid praying in Jama'ah. However, if a person is a traveler and they stopped over someplace and they're staying for some time, it's hardship on them to get to the masjid. Maybe they're traveling in America and there's no masajid. Not like in the Muslim land, there's lots of masjids everywhere. It's easy wherever you're staying, you just walk to the masjid a couple of minutes and you pray in the masjid. But maybe here, maybe the masjid is buses and trains and... Okay, so that person who's a traveler has an option. Yani, because of the difficulty of traveling, they might yani, take the option of yani, praying as a traveler. Wallahu a'lam. Anyway, this is a big complicated issue, the prayer of the traveler, yani, all of this. So, yani, we'll say that person is in Mecca. I would imagine that that person will be praying at the Kaaba. I would imagine they will be praying at the Kaaba with the Jama'ah. I would imagine that. Yani the prayer at the Kaaba is equal to or is better than, not equal to, khairun min 100,000 prayers in any other masjid illa al-masjid al-nabawi, except the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the prayer in the masjid of his in fi masjidi is khairun min alfi salat fi ma siwa al-masjid al-haram. That the masjid, the prayer in my masjid is better than 1,000 in any other masjid except the sacred masjid in Mecca, and the prayer in the sacred masjid in Mecca is 100 times better than the prayer in the masjid in Nabawi. That means 100,000 times the prayer somewhere else. So where are you going to be praying at? Where are you going to be praying at? Yeah, there's narration regarding Baitul Maqdis now. But this narration compares the masjid of the Prophet in Medina and Mecca. Naam, question. Naam.
So, if after the person to decide which days he will make Umrah?
Which days?
Yeah, right.
How do you mean decide which day is he going to make Ummah? You mean what, when they want to travel to go to Mecca?
No, when you go and you decide to meet and do the Jamaat.
Uh-huh.
You in the group.
Yes.
How are you going to decide?
Well, it will be decided already. Because somebody in charge of that group is going to decide when you're going to get to Mecca, right? And when you get to Mecca, you have to make Umrah. And it shouldn't be delayed. Unless people arrived and there's difficulty from traveling and they don't have the energy, they can take a rest. But otherwise, it should be performed immediately. When you arrive in Mecca, I mean, that's like, yani, the person you came to visit somebody and then you didn't greet them. You just said, I'll greet you tomorrow. Let me go in my guest room and sleep. And I'll see you in a few days. And when you arrive in Mecca, in respect for the Bayt al-Haram, you make tawaf. That's like tahiyya. Yani, the tahiyyatul bayt, yani for the person just arriving in Mecca, is tawaf. So a person came, the first thing they should do is make tawaf and sa'i, and then yani, they have completed their umrah, yani if they're making tamattu, then they're free until time of hajj. But and it has already been decided. If you're going with a group, they have decided when you're going to arrive in Mecca. And when you arrive in Mecca, then you're going to make it then. That's the day you're going to make it. The day you arrive. Yani, without delay if possible. Without delay. Naam. So, في يوم الثامن من ذي الحجة, on the 8th day of the month of ذل حجة, the person will make into the state of Ihram for Hajj from one's home. And then there's two words here that should be one word. This is a printing mistake. It should be يتوجهوا. Should be one word. ويتوجهوا إلى منى. And then that person goes towards Mina. Yani, goes in the direction traveling to Mina. Yani, after they made Ihram in their house on the 8th day, they go to Mina, بعد صلاة الفجر. Yani, sometime in the morning before Dhuhr. Before Dhuhr. Okay, they go to Mina. وَيُصَلِّ بِهِ الظُّهْرُ وَالْعَصَرُ وَالْمَغْرُ وَالْعِشَىٰ. And then they will pray, بِهِ, meaning what? In Mina. Be Mina. They will pray at Mina, the Dhuhr prayer, Asr prayer, Maghrib prayer, and Isha prayer. وَالْفَجْرُ مِنَ الْيَوْمِ التَّاسِيَ. And in addition to the Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, they will also pray the Fajr prayer from the الْيَوْمِ التَّاسِيَ, from the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. Meaning that they're going to be in Mina on the 8th, huh? Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and they're going to still be in Mina on the 9th to pray Fajr there. On the 9th, before going to Arafat, they're going to pray Fajr in Mina. بعد ذلك يتوجه إلى عرفة بعد طلوع الشمس. After that, they will go towards Arafat, meaning they will go travel to Arafat. يعني after what? يعني بعد طلوع الشمس, after the rising of the sun. Meaning that the person on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah in the morning at Fajr time, they are still in Mina. And they're going to pray Fajr in Mina. And then they're going to go to Arafat when? بعد طلوع الشمس, after sunrise. Not after they prayed Fajr prayer. Let's go on quickly to Arafat. Rather, they're going to wait there until sunrise. And after sunrise, now you can go. Anytime after sunrise, you can move on. بعد طلوع الشمس, يعني after the rising of the sun. وهنالك يصلي الظهر والعصر جمعا وقصرا بأذان واحد وإقامتين. And there, هنالك, there where we're talking about? In Arafat. Then you will pray ظهر and عصر with two يعني characteristics. جمعا وقصرا. Combining and shortening. So you're going to pray Dhuhr and Asr. You're going to combine them. That's one thing. Combine Dhuhr and Asr. And then you're going to also shorten them. Qasr. You're going to shorten both Dhuhr and Asr. And two rak'ah each. Bi adhan wahid wa iqamatain. With one adhan and two iqamas. So that means the person is going to do what? They're going to combine Dhuhr and Asr. Meaning at the time of Dhuhr, they're going to call the adhan for Dhuhr. And they're going to call iqama. Then they're going to pray Dhuhr as how many rak'ah?
Two
rak'ah. Then after they finish the prayer, make taslim. Huh?
They're
going to make taslim. Then they're going to yani, immediately follow it with iqama for asr prayer. And pray asr as two rak'ah. So they're going to pray both of them short and qasran. And it's two rak'ah each. And they're going to combine them two separate prayers combined, meaning what? Performing them in the same time period. Not that they're going to combine them into one prayer, making yani takbir for dhuhr and keep going through asr and then make taslim. Okay? Because actually one brother, he told me that one time, he was combining the prayers, and I told him, I never heard of that one. Is that some ikhtilaf in fiqh? Not really, no. That's just the imagination of some imaginative person. So then it's going to what? They're going to combine and shorten dhuhr and asr prayers with one adhan, and then iqama for each prayer. ثُمَّ يَقِفُ بِعَرَفَتَا وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ وَيَدَعُوهُ حَتَّى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. Then what? Yani then the person will stand at Arafah. يَقِفُ بِعَرَفَتَا. What is the Arab of Arafata? Be careful. يعني B, يعني حرف جار, and عرفة اسم مجرور ولام تجره فتحة. لماذا؟ ممنوع من الصرف. ممنوع من الصرف, نعم. طيب, بعرفتا ويذكر الله, and he will remember Allah, يعني praise and glorify Allah there. ويدعوه, and supplicate to Allah. حتى غروب الشمس, until the setting of the sun. Until the setting of the sun. Meaning you cannot leave before sunset. You cannot leave before the sun has set completely. Set completely mean that the whole, if you are looking across the horizon, the sun completely has to be below the horizon. The only thing you can see is the glow. Huh? The red glow of the sun at its sunset, right? The red glow of the sun, the twilight. You can see the light of the sun, but you can't see the sun itself. The whole sun has to have dipped below the horizon. That's once the whole, the top of the disk of the sun is below the horizon, that's sunset. Now a person can leave without delay. They can leave from Arafah without delay. That's what we read up to last week. Okay, now we want to start with what we didn't read. Okay, after that, the person will wait until the sun has set. Yani they will stand at Arafat, supplicating Allah, glorifying, praising Him until the sun has set. وَبَعْدَ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ بِقَلِيلٍ يُغَادِرُ عَرَفَاتٍ وَيَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَى مُزْدَلِفَتَا إِلَى مُزْدَلِفَتَا. So after the setting of the sun, بِقَلِيلٍ, meaning what? By a little bit. Just a little after the sun set, meaning don't stay for one more hour. Any sun has set, يعني دقيقة دقيقتين ثلاثة دقائق, few minutes, خلاص. يعني why a few minutes? بقليلا. Because you're supposed to hasten from Arafat once the sun has set. So بقليلا means what? You make sure the sun has really set. يعني don't be so hasty that maybe the sun didn't set. يعني بعد غروب الشمس بقليلا, meaning I'm sure the sun has set. I see the sun has set. And in any case, يعني in the past, and I'm sure they still have now, they have the police standing at the borders of Arafat, not letting people leave, not letting the buses or cars or anything go, not letting anyone leave. Yani some people, if there's nobody stopping them, they'll just leave. They don't care. Let me out of here. I want to be the first one out and the first one there, and I want to beat the crowd. But they will stop people. يغادروا, يعني to leave. غادروا, يغادروا, to leave, to get out of there, to leave from some place. فبعد غروب الشمس بقليل يغادروا, from غادرة يغادروا. يعني they leave from Arafat ويتوجهوا, and they go towards مزدالفتا. And again, مزدالفة like Arafat is ممنوع من الصرف. So we would say that مزدالفة is what? اسم مجرور ولم تجره فتا, because it is ممنوع من الصرف. وهناك, هناك where? المزدالفة. هناك يصلي المغرب والإشاعة جمعا وقصرا بأذان واحد وإقامتين ويبيت بها. So there, meaning at Muzdalifah, one prays the Maghrib and Isha prayers, joining them, combining them, and Qasran, shortening them, with one adhan and two iqamas the same way, one adhan for the Maghrib, and then iqama for Maghrib, and then when the Maghrib is finished, taslim, iqama for Isha, and then yabitu biha. Bata yabitu means what? To spend the night. To spend the night. Yabatu biha, meaning you will spend the night there at Muzdalifa, the whole entire night. Naam. Note here that هناك يصلي المغرب والإشاء جمعا وقصرا. يعني you pray Isha is how many raka? قصرا, two raka. And you pray Maghrib is how many raka?
Three
raka. No قصر. يعني the قصر, جمع وقصرا here means combining Maghrib and Isha and shortening Isha. There's no shortening Maghrib, right? Just like there's no shortening Fajr. And there's no قصر for Fajr. طيب. So, then the person will perform the Maghrib and Isha. Yani preferably, they will perform it as soon as they arrive in Muzdalifah, without delay. And the only delay should be to park the vehicle, yani unload your baggage, whatever. Yani hopefully you have a little bit of things you're carrying with you. Put that stuff down, and then make wudu if you need to, and pray. It shouldn't be delayed for a long time. Rather, it should be prayed immediately, because now you're combining Maghrib and Isha in the time of Isha. In the time of Isha. And so you should pray without delay. If a person is having difficulty getting to Muzdalifah, sometimes the traffic is very difficult, maybe you are delayed a lot, and if you see that the time is passing and the time of the preferable time of Isha is up until half of the night or one third of the night, if you see that that time is escaping, then it's permissible for a person to pray the Maghrib and Isha on the road. But in the best situation, the person will get to Muzdalifah in the time of Isha and pray Maghrib and Isha combined and shortened. And then they will spend the night there. وَفِي صَبَاحِ الْيَوْمِ الْعَاشِرِ وَفِي صَبَاحِ الْيَوْمِ الْعَاشِرِ. And in the morning of the 10th day, يُصَلِّي الْفَجْر. He will pray the Fajr prayer, the dawn prayer. Where? In Muzdalifah. Now we're in Muzdalifah. We spend the night in Muzdalifah, and we pray Maghrib Isha in Muzdalifah. We spend the night there, and then the morning of the 10th, we are still in Muzdalifah. We didn't leave at midnight. Huh? Because if you left at midnight, how you will pray Fajr? At Muzdalifah. How will you stand at Mashar al-Haram at Muzdalifah if you already left in the night? Huh? And Allah tells us in the Quran, yani when you come down, إِذَا فَاضَتْ مِنْ عَرَفَةٍ, that you're supposed to remember Allah end al-Mash'ar al-Haram. Mash'ar al-Haram is Muzdalifah. So some people, they just they prayed Maghrib Isha and kept on going. Or they might wait till midnight and then they just left Muzdalifah and they left the Fajr prayer and they left the standing. As you will see as we go along, the standing that is legislated in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at al-Mash'ar al-Haram, meaning at Muzdalifah, specifically at Muzdalifah, after the Fajr prayer. So the person, morning of 10th day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, they will pray the Fajr prayer, وَيَقِفْ عِنْدَ الْمَشْرَ الْحَرَامِ. And then they will stand at the sacred monument. The sacred monument, it doesn't mean one mountain. At Muzdalifah, it means the whole, as the Prophet ﷺ said in authentic hadith, the whole of Muzdalifah is al-Mashr al-Haram. The whole of Muzdalifah. So a person will stand at Muzdalifah, and they will supplicate to Allah, يَدْعُوا اللَّهَ حَتَّى يُسْفِرَ. They will stand in Muzdalifah after the Fajr prayer, after Fajr, supplicating to Allah, حَتَّى يُسْفِرَ. حَتَّى يُسْفِرَ. Meaning, until what? Until the sky becomes bright. Until the sky becomes bright. Yani after Fajr, it's dark, right? Yani when you pray Fajr, if you pray Fajr in the beginning of the time of Fajr, it's dark outside. But if you wait after a while, after half an hour, 40 minutes, you start seeing light, right? And then you see more light and more light until it becomes bright. Hatta yusfira, until it becomes bright, till the sky becomes bright. ثُمَّ يَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَى مِنَى قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. Then the person will go to Mina before the rising of the sun. Okay, look at this carefully. What are we doing here? We're going to stay in Muzdalifah the whole night. We're going to pray Fajr in Muzdalifah. And then we're going to stand praising and glorifying Allah at Muzdalifah, at Mashar al-Haram. Until what? Until just before sunrise. Until just before sunrise. And until it becomes bright. But before sunrise, then the person will leave and go to Mina. It's after Fajr. A person will stand from after Fajr up until close to sunrise.
But not up until, don't stay until sunrise. Huh? This is on the 10th. This is the day after Arafat. This is on the 10th. And we went Arafat on the 9th. After Maghrib, we went to Muzdalifah. We spent the whole night there. The morning time is 10th. We're still at Muzdalifah. We pray Fajr at Muzdalifah on the 10th. And then we stand there for a good part of the morning until it's close to sunrise. Standing, supplicating, praising and glorifying Allah. Until close to sunrise on the 10th. And then before sunrise, we have to leave Muzdalifah to go to Mina. Before sunrise. After Fajr, before sunrise. Now. Yusfira. Yani from Asfara. Yani to be, yani it means like yellowish. Yani sky is bright. Sky is bright. With seen. Now. Asfara. Yani to shine. It means to shine or to glow or to yani be to be bright. To uncover. Yani meaning the brightness in the sky. The brightness in the sky is uncovering the darkness of the night. Yani the darkness, yani the light is uncovered at this time. It became bright. Now, that's what it means, bright, to shine, to glow, or something to be uncovered. And it also, asfara, yusfira, also means to uncover the face. To uncover the face. ثم يتوجه إلى منى قبل طلوع الشمس. Then the person will go to Mina before the rising of the sun. وهناك يرمي الجمرة الكبرى بسبع حصيات بعد طلوع الشمس. This is a very important point here, and this is for somebody going to Hajj. They have to make a note of this because a lot of people make a mistake here. وهناك يرمي الجمرة الكبرى. There they will stone the big pillar. There meaning where? In Mina, they will stone the big pillar. Only one pillar at that day. On the 10th, only one pillar is stoned. And the 11th, 12th, and 13th, three pillars are stoned. On the 10th, only one pillar is stoned, the big one. Yarmi Jamrat al-Kubra bisabi hasayatin, with seven small pebbles, not rocks or stones, small little pebbles. Bisabi hasayatin, some people are picking big rocks up, or sticks, or pieces of wood, or anything to throw. Because they became, yani, majnoon. And that's why we're saying the name of this is the Jamra. It's not the shaitan. They call it the big shaitan. They think it's really shaitan, and they're trying to kill shaitan. But it's just, yani, a stone pillar. Naam, it's representative of the temptation of shaitan of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was ordered by Allah to sacrifice his son, and shaitan yani stopped him and tried to deter him from fulfilling the command of Allah. And it is said that he stoned the shaitan, like told him, get out of here, get away from me, and he intended to fulfill the command of Allah. So it's representative of that. It's not really a shaitan, it's a stone pillar. It's nothing but stone. Right? So that place you stone the big pillar with seven stones, ba'd tulu shamsi. When is it stoned, the big pillar, on that day? After sunrise. So what about the people who left at midnight and they stoned when they arrived in Mina? No, this stoning takes place after sunrise. The stoning on the 10th takes place after sunrise. The stoning on the 11th, 12th and 13th take place after Dhuhr. It's not permissible to stone before sunrise. Even the people that are allowed, elderly, sick people who are allowed to leave early before Fajr, they are not allowed to stone until after sunrise. And that's a big mistake that people made. They said, we're allowed to leave in the night, and they left and they stoned in the night. And this stoning is not allowed until the daytime after sunrise. So make a note of this, seven stones after sunrise. بعد ذلك, after that, after the stoning, يذبحوا, they make their sacrifice if it's required of them. ثم يحلقوا أو يقصروا. ثم يحلقوا يعني shave, or يقصروا, or cut the hair short. يعني so the person on this day, they did what? They reached the Mina and they threw the stones at the big Jamara, and they also performed sacrifice, and they also cut or shaved their hair. And for the women, it just means to clip the tip, any fingertip size of the braids of their hair. If they put their hair in two braids or so many braids, and just clip the tip of it, any fingertip amount from the hair. As far as the men, then they should shave all of the hair off their head, completely, or cut it short. وَيَتَحَلَّلُ الْحَاجُ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الْعَمَالِ التَّحَلُّلَ الْأَوَّلَ وَيَتَحَلَّلُ يعني the pilgrim al-hajj becomes free after these actions. Actions of what? Stoning the jamra, making the sacrifice, cutting or shaving the hair. They became يعني free from ihram. But not completely. بعد هذه الأعمال التحلل الأول. التحلل الأول means the first state of being free from ihram. That first state means that you can clip hairs, you can use incense, you can take off the ihram clothing, but you cannot have relations with your spouse. يعني التحلل الأول means you are free from everything except you can't have marital relations with your spouse. That is the يعني complete tahallul, second tahallul, that is after making tawaf and sa'i. So here, right? فَيَحِلُّ لَهُ at this point tahallul al-awwal فَيَحِلُّ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا النِّسَاءِ. So it became lawful for that person to do everything normally except relations with women, يعني marital relations with one's spouse. ثم يذهب إلى مكة. Then the person goes to Mecca. يعني after stoning and sacrifice and cutting the hair and all of that, then the person goes to Mecca. نعم. Yeah, they're close. Muzdalifa and Mina are close. And Mina is close to Mecca. So like if you leave from Mecca, the first place you came to is Mina. Then came to Muzdalifah, then you came to Arafah. So if you're coming from Arafah on the 9th, you came first to Muzdalifah. And then you spend the night there, and then you will go to Mina. That's the next stop. And then, yani after you do what you have to do there, you go a little bit further to Mecca. So each of them is close to the next one. Naam. Everything is permissible except marital relations. Yani everything that is from the prohibitions of ihram, kullu shay. Look at the language here, Yahillu lahu kullu shay'in. Everything. That means everything is now permissible. But there's istithna here, except one thing. Okay, so if you say, all of the students attended the dars today. At-tulab kulluhum hadaru. Illa Ahmed. Ahmed is not here, right? Illa Ahmed. Everybody came today except Ahmed. That means everybody came. If you say kullu, that means everyone. Everything is permissible. Now, everything is permissible except marital relations. If a person has their spouse with them, man is with his wife, woman is with her husband, yani, they just have only to go to Mecca and make tawaf inside. ثم يذهب إلى مكة. Then they will go to Mecca after doing these things in Mina. ويطوف طواف الإفاضة. And then they will perform the tawaf of Ifadah. And what is the tawaf of Ifadah? It is tawaf of Hajj, the main tawaf of Hajj. Tawaf al-Ifadah means the tawaf when you came from Arafat, not the tawaf before Arafat, and not the tawaf when you are leaving from Mecca, farewell to go home. It's the tawaf that came when we came from Arafat. Yani perhaps many people will perform it on the same day. When they came from Arafat, Muzdalifah, and that morning they came to Mina, and they, as soon as they got to Mina, they yani threw the stones, they made sacrifice, they cut and shaved their hair, they went straight to Mecca and make tawaf inside. Maybe all of that on the 10th. Naam, yani it's possible. Yani we used to do it in one day, alhamdulillah. But we were young then, right? I don't know if we'll do it in one day now. But in those days, we used to do it in one day. And now it is probably, you know, maybe easier because more convenient. Everything is more convenient now. There was no conveniences then. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff now. They have transportation,
And they have a lot of things that in the old days, I say old days, 50 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, didn't exist. Now, so then at that point, everything became permissible except marital relations. Then they go to Mecca and make Tawaf al-Ifadah, the main Tawaf of Hajj. وَيَسْعَى بَيْنَ الصَّفَ وَالْمَرْوَةِ And then they will go quickly, walking between the two mountains of As-Safa and Al-Marwa. They will walk between those two mountains. وَهِنَا إِذٍ يَحِلُّ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى النِّسَائِ And at this point, after they make the Tawaf and Sa'i, يَحِلُّ لَهُ Everything became permissible. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ Everything became permissible for him. حَتَّى النِّسَاءِ Even women, even marital relations. ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ إِلَى مِنَى After Tawaf and Sa'i, then the person will go back, return to Mina. وَيَبْقَى بِهِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ بِلَيَالِيهَا And then they will remain بِهِ بِ مِنَى at Mina for 3 days بِلَيَالِيهَا 3 days including its nights. The nights that are attached to those days. لَيَالِيهَا The nights that are attached to those ayam, those days. So that means they will return to Mina and then they will stay there for 3 days. That means the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the nights that are attached to them. So that means they will stay there on the 11th and they will stay there at night, and on the 12th and they will stay there at night, and on the 13th and will they stay there at night? Huh? Think. Huh? Think. Don't be hasty. Huh? 3 days, bi layaliha, with their nights. Their nights of those days. Huh?
I mean, when the night starts, another day.
At Maghrib is another day now. So will you stay till Maghrib? You're talking about on the 12th or the 13th? 13th? No, you can't leave before Maghrib on the 13th. You have to leave before Maghrib on the 12th. Or you have to stay for the 13th. If you didn't leave before Maghrib on the 12th, you have to stay for the 13th. And stone after Dhuhr. And then you'll leave. You will not stay on the night. So, layaliha means what? The nights of those days. But the nights come before the day, right? So the night means not the night on the 13th. You're not going to stay the night after the 13th. You're going to stay. Its night is the night before. And the 12th, its night is the night before. And the 11th is, its night is the night before. So that means the 10th day, that night that comes after the 10th day is the night of the 11th. And the next night is the night of the 12th. And the next night is the night of the 13th. And you're not going to stay at night on the 13th. You already stayed its night. Its night came before. The night comes before the day, right? We see the Hilal for Ramadan, right? Then we're praying Taraweeh that night, right? Before the day, first day of Ramadan. We're praying in the night, right? Because the night of a day is the night before the day. Alright? So please pay attention to this. Fayyib. So they will stay there for 3 days and its nights. The night preceding the day. هَذَا لِمَنْ لَمْ يَتَعَجَّلْ This is for the one who didn't hasten to leave. Meaning those staying for 3 days is for the one that didn't hasten to leave from Mina. The one who hastened to leave from Mina, they left when? On the 12th. And it's permissible to leave on the 12th as long as you leave before Maghrib. But if you are still there at Maghrib, khalas, you're stuck. On lockdown. Tayyib, this is for the one who didn't yata'ajjal, who didn't leave quickly on the 12th. وَأَمَّا مَنْ تَعَجَّلَ As far as the one who تَعَجَّلَ hastened to leave early فَإِنَّهُ يَرْمِيهَا فِي الْيَوْمِ الثَّانِي عَشَرَ فَقَدْ Then this person will stone the يَرْمِيهَا Ha refers to what here? Al-Jimar All of them, three of them, right? غَيْرُ عَاقِل plural It's treated like this مُفْرَد مُؤَنَّث Singular, feminine singular Okay, so then this person who hastened to leave early, they will stone Yarmiha, they will stone the three pillows fil yawm al-thani ashara on the 12th day faqat. Meaning
They will stone the big Jamara on the 10th. They will stone all three of them on the 11th. And they will stone all three of them on the 12th. Faqad. Okay, that means they're not going to stone on the 13th. Why? Because they left early. And if they stoned on the 12th, and then they got out of there before sunset. So they will only stone, yani, for one big pillow on the 10th, and they will stone for 2 days after that, the 11th and 12th. On page 28, top of the page, بعد رمي الجمار في اليوم الثاني عشرة للمتعجلي وفي اليوم الثالث عشرة لمن تأخر يرجع إلى مكة. So after stoning the jimar, jimar is the plural of what? Jamra. After stoning the jimar, yani the three stone pillars, fil yawm athani ashra, on the 12th day, for the one who left hastily, who left early. And after stoning the three pillars on the 12th day, this is in reference to the one who left early, or wa fi yawm athalith ashra, on the 13th day, liman ta'akhara, for whoever waited late, stayed behind. Ta'akhara, they stayed behind. Yani on the 12th day for the one who left early, or on the 13th day for the one who stayed behind. After stoning the three pillows on the 12th for this one, on the 13th for that one, yarji ila Mecca, he returns to Mecca. So the one who ta'ajjala after stoning the pillars on the 12th day, he returns to Mecca. وَلِمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, the one who remained behind, on the 13th day after stoning the three pillars, he returned to Mecca. So the return to Mecca is what? After stoning the pillows. Either on the 12th, if you're leaving early, on the 13th, if you are remaining behind. And the Prophet ﷺ, which one did he do? Did he leave early or remain behind? It's clear, right? He remained behind. So I advise you, Ya Mustafa, and anyone who's going to Hajj this year or next year, remain behind. Ask, this is something you have to ask the Hajj guide about. Okay, ask them now. Are they going to spend the whole night in Muzdalifah and pray Fajr there? Huh? Are they going to, yani, stay in Mina for the 13th? Or they, yani, you want to know. Because maybe if they say, no, we're not staying, then you tell them, but I want to stay. Then they'll tell you, not with us. Or they'll tell you, and if they fear Allah, they will tell you, no problem, we will make arrangement for you. We will make arrangement for you. Because this is worship. This is not something to play with. Huh? If they fear Allah, they will make arrangement for you. But some of these people, they don't fear Allah. This is pure tijara. They will just tell you, that's your problem. Wallahi, they tell you that. I've seen this myself. They told people, that's your problem. We know what we told the people? Stay with us. We'll take care of you. Naam. Don't leave with those people. يرجو إلى مكة الحمد لله الحمد لله يرجو إلى مكة. So then after the stoning, person will return to Mecca. وقبل أن يغادرها, and before leaving it, leaving what? Mecca. يطوف طواف الوداع, the person will perform the tawaf of farewell, the farewell tawaf, tawaf الوداع. يعني before leaving Mecca, you have to perform the tawaf of wada. يعني the Hajj is really over, but this tawaf الوداع is connected to Hajj. But the Hajj, actually, the rites of Hajj are really finished. But before leaving Mecca, yani the person who has performed Hajj is required to make Tawaf al-Wada. And the only person who is exempt from that is a woman who has menses. She's not allowed to perform the Tawaf al-Wada. So that woman is exempted if she cannot remain. Maybe the people that she is traveling with, they're going to leave. She can't stay by herself, so she's exempted. She's free. Other than that, everyone is responsible to perform Tawaf al-Wada, and it is from the Sunnah, it should be the last thing that you do before you leave Mecca. Meaning, pack your bags, check out of your hotel, do all of that, put the bags on the buses, whatever, and then tell the bus driver, wait, we're going to make Tawaf al-Wada. And then you make Tawaf al-Wada and come back, get on the bus and get out of there. Not make Tawaf al-Wada and then go back and pack up, check out, load the buses and leave at night time, and you made Tawaf al-Wada in morning time. No, it should be the last thing you do when you leave Mecca, as close as possible to the time of your departure. Okay, this is the end of Hajj at-Tamattu. And after this, just small comment. And then we look at some of the exercises. And the last point here is Ayyam al-Hajj. Yani the days of Hajj. Yusamma al-Yawmu al-Thaminu. It says N, yani the particle N, should be Min. Should be Min instead of N. يعني يسمى اليوم الثامن من ذي الحجة يعني the eighth day from the month of ذي الحجة is called or named سمى يسمى يعني is named يوم التروية and this also word is printed wrong it should be يوم التروية not تروى should be تروي the واو in تروي should be with كسرة تروية يوم التروية يعني the واو in تروية has فتح should have كسرة so this eighth day of the month of ذي الحجة is called or known as يوم التروية نعم the sacrifice we mentioned in passing we didn't mention it in detail but we said back here right that on the person yani when they came to Mina yani Arafah Muzdalifah they came to Mina on the 10th on that day they will stone the big pillar then they will sacrifice and then they will cut their hair and then they will yani go to Mecca and perform tawaf and sa'i but actually the sacrifice it can be performed on the 10th that's what's preferable but otherwise the person can yani if they like you can do these things in any order it's permissible But the order of the Prophet ﷺ have more right to be followed. Otherwise, if a person didn't perform it on the 10th, they can do it on the 11th, the sacrifice. Or they can do it on the 12th, or they can do it on the 13th. It's permissible. But preferably on the 10th. Naam. Naam, Shuaib. Naam. Naam. No, the 3 days and three nights begin on the next day, on the 11th. No, the 3 days are the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But the nights are before the days, right? So the night is, yani of the 11th is the night before the 11th day, right? And then the 12th, and it's night before it, and the 13th, and it's night before it. If you finish on the 12th and you don't want to stay until the 13th, then you throw the stones, right? After Dhuhr, not before. After Dhuhr, not before. And before Dhuhr, mashallah, it's easy. Because it's not permissible to stone then. So nobody's there except the person who's dumb. Who thinks that I'm smarter than everybody else. I'm going early while nobody's there. And he's smarter than everyone else in his own mind. But he is actually dumb because that stoning doesn't count. So after Dhuhr, now everybody's going and it's crowded. So if you throw the stones then, on the 12th, you can leave immediately. You can leave immediately. And better to leave immediately if you intend to leave. Because if you stay and you get stuck at Maghrib, then you're stuck until the 13th. Naam, Abdul Halim. The Tawaf of Hajj. Walaikum salam. Do you mean Tawaf al-Ifadah? No. And the Tawaf of Ifadah, he said the shoulder is covered. Huh? What do you say? Do we agree with him? Whoever agrees with him, I'm saying. Which one of you agrees with Abdul Halim? He said, and Tawaf Ifadah. Tawaf Ifadah on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the Tawaf, main Tawaf of Hajj. He said your shoulder, right shoulder should be covered. Only Mustafa agrees with you. No problem, don't worry. Don't feel bad. Some... Oh, and Shuaib too? And Abu Bakr? Uh-huh. Okay, he's saying only in Tawaf al-Qudum. In the first three circuits? Only in the first three circuits? No? Seven circuits? Not the first three? Huh? For the first three, and then after the fourth one, you cover it back? And that's what he said. And what do you say, Mustafa? You know more. You're reading this book right now. Be careful. If you don't know, it's okay. Just say, Allahu A'lam. I don't know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Seven circuits. When it uncovered the whole seven circuits? Uh-huh. Rummel, the quick, short, quick steps? His first three. Okay, look, he said, Yani Mustafa, Mustafa, mashallah, he just read the book recently, so he has, and he's a little more familiar, right? He's mujtahid in reading that book right now. He's mujtahid. Okay, he's saying that, yani, the first tawaf that you make when you arrived in Mecca, tawaf al-qudum, has two special characteristics. One, you're going to uncover your right shoulder for the whole seven circuits of tawaf. What you're going to do for the first three is running, ramal, in the first three circuits only, not in the last four. Okay, so these two things, one of them is for the whole tawaf seven circuits, uncovering the right shoulder, and the other one is only for the first three circuits, that's ramal. Okay, after you finish the tawaf, seven circuits, now you have to cover the shoulder back, because you're going to pray. And when you pray, you have to cover your shoulders, right, in prayer. When you pray, you have to cover your shoulders. Unless you can't. And if only you have just a small piece of cloth, then you can only cover your lower part of the body. That has preference over the upper part of the body. But as long as you can cover the upper part, you should cover both of them. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith as sahih. Tawaf al-ifadah. So in tawaf al-ifadah, in this tawaf, the person, as he said, Abdul Halim said, will not have the shoulder uncovered. Shoulders will be covered. The only time it will be uncovered is in the first tawaf when you first arrive, tawaf al-qudum, arrival tawaf. That's it. Any tawaf after that, shoulders are going to be covered. Naam. The first tawaf you do for Umrah, that's right.
So, for the first seven circuits, and the seven times you go around the Kaaba, so you
right shoulder is uncovered. For the whole tawaf, whole seven circuits. Whole seven circuits. Now, when you do tawaf for Hajj,
is it covered? Or
it's covered. It's covered. And you're doing tawaf, yani, for departure, will your shoulder be covered? I guess so, right? You'll be wearing normal clothing then, right? You will not be in ihram then. You already have been out of ihram long time before that, right? Tayyib. Okay, so the first day, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, is known as Yawm At-Tarawiyyah. Tarawiyyah. And this Tarawiyyah is related to water, irrigating, quenching the thirst. Yani, the camels, the animals are watered that day, on the 8th. And it's for the beginning of Hajj. Well, Yawm At-Tasi'u, the ninth day, is known as Yusamma Yawm Arafata. It is known as the day of Arafah. That's the main thing on the ninth. Wa Yawm Al-Ashiru Yusamma, it is known as, or called, or named Yawm Al-Nahr. The tenth day is known as Yawm Al-Nahr. What do we mean? Sacrifice. The day of Nahr, yani the sacrifice. Sacrifice. And والأيام الثلاثة, and the 3 days, الحادي عشرة, the 11th, والثاني عشرة, the 12th, والثالث عشرة, the 13th, these 3 days are known as, or named, أيام التشريقي. أيام التشريق. أيام التشريق. Naam. Okay, that's the end of our discussion concerning the Hajj, and now the exercises. And the time is very short now, we have 10 minutes, but let's try to do some of the exercises. Hopefully we can remember some of it. That's why we went back today to what we read last week, so that it could be fresh in our memory to answer some of these questions that we covered last week. Okay, tamarin, on page 28, bottom half of the page, tamarin exercises. Number one, udhkur anwa al-hajj. Mention the types of Hajj. Naam, types of Hajj. Abu Bakr. Al-Ifrad, Al-Qiran, and Al-Tamattu. Okay, number two. Mal Murad Bil-Ifradi Al-Qirani Al-Tamattu'i. Second question. What is Al-Murad? What is intended? What is meant by Ifrad? Somebody. What is meant by Ifrad? Naam, Mustafa. Doing Hajj alone, without Umrah. Type, what is intended by Qiran? Qiran, Abu Bakr. Naam, that you are gathering together Hajj and Umrah in one Ihram, without getting out of Ihram after Umrah. What is intended by tamattu? By tamattu, naam tawheed. Doing Umrah and Hajj in separate ihram. Separate ihram. Getting out of ihram after Umrah and getting back in again for Hajj. Okay, number three. متى يحرم المتمتع بالعمرة؟ متى يحرم؟ What is the meaning of this question? متى يحرم المتمتع بالعمرة؟ نعم. What is the meaning of the question? نعم. The person المتمتع means the one who intends to perform Hajj تمتع. So when does that person that intends to make Hajj tamattu', when does that person enter the state of ihram for Umrah? When does the person enter the state of ihram? Naam. Naam, the person who's making tamattu' enters the state of ihram for their Umrah when? Yani in the months of Hajj. In the months of Hajj. What are the months of Hajj? Shawwal, Dhul Qaeda, and Dhul Hijjah. Second part of question number three. Mata yuhram bil Hajji. Yani we're still talking about what? Who? The mutamatti', the one who intends tamattu'. When does that person enter the state of ihram for Hajj? Naam. When do they enter the state of ihram for Hajj? Naam. Naam, that person enters the state of ihram for Hajj on the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah. Yani they enter ihram for Umrah during the months of Hajj, anywhere from the 1st of Shawwal through yani the time of Hajj. They enter the ihram for Hajj itself on the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah. On the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah. Question number 4. Mata yatawajjahu al-hujjaju من مكة إلى منى. متى يتوجه الحجاج من مكة إلى منى. What is the meaning of the question? نعم. الحجاج is what? The pilgrims. حجاج is the plural of what? حاج. نعم. With شد on the جيم. الحاج is one الحجاج على وزن حجاج فعال فعال. نعم حجاج. When do the pilgrims يعني go towards مكة يعني يتوجه من مكة I'm sorry إلى منى. From مكة to منى. When do the pilgrims go from مكة to Mina? Yani we're talking about the beginning of Hajj. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, yani they enter the state of Ihram for Hajj. When do they go from Mecca to Mina? On the 8th. On the 8th. The day they enter Ihram. Yani in the morning. Yani before Dhuhr. In the morning after Fajr, before Dhuhr. Mata yatawajjah hujjaj min Mecca. Yani in the morning before Dhuhr. Number 5. متى يتوجهون من منى إلى عرفة. When do they, meaning the حجاج, go from منى to عرفة? When do they go from منى to عرفة? They go on the 9th day because they stay in منى the whole day, right? Before Dhuhr, so they pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and they pray Fajr. And then, يعني they go to عرفة when? On the 9th day, بعد طلوع الشمس, after sunrise, they go to Arafah. ماذا يعمل الحجاج في عرفة? What do the pilgrims do? يعني what actions do they perform at Arafah? يذكر الله ويدعوه. Anything else at Arafah? ظهر العصر. How do they perform ظهر العصر? Jam'an wa qasran. Combined and shortened. Naam. So this Arafah, when they get there, they're praying Dhuhr and Asr. Or when it came in, if they got there before Dhuhr, when it came in, they will combine Dhuhr and Asr. And then they will spend the day
in dhikr and ad-du'a. And that dhikr could include reading Quran, yani whatever, na'am, things that all that included in dhikr of Allah. Okay, on page 29, and we still have a couple minutes. Hopefully so the next week we can finish this and we'll do as many questions as we can today. Now question number 7. Mata yughadiru al-hujjaj arafata? Mata yughadiru al-hujjaj arafata? What is the meaning? Yani when do the pilgrims leave from Arafah? This is a very important question. Naam? Ba'da ghurub al-shamsi. Yani yatawajjah al-hujjaj aw yughadir al-hujjaj yani min Arafah. Yughadir Arafah ba'da ghurub al-shamsi. Yani after the setting of the sun bi qalilin. Number 8, ماذا? That will be, yani, when they leave Arafah, which day are they leaving Arafah on? Is it on the 9th or the 10th? He said they will leave on the 10th night. Now, because it's after Maghrib, right? And after Maghrib is the night of the next day. So it will be the night of the 10th. Naam. They will leave from Arafah on the after sunset on the night of the 10th. The night of the 10th day. Mata yughadir hujjaj Arafah. Type number 8. Mada ya'malu al-hujjaj fi muzdalifata? Mada ya'malu al-hujjaj fi muzdalifata? They are praying Maghrib and Isha, Jaman wa Qasran. They are combining the Maghrib and Isha, yani, and shortening. What else are they doing at Muzdalifa? They could remember Allah now, it's possible. What else? Let me say, we didn't mention this, right? It's not mentioned here, it's very important. It's from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to sleep at Muzdalifa. Not to stay up in the night in prayer. That's not from the Sunnah, to stay up in the night in the prayer. And in the Sunnah and Muzdalifa is to sleep. Naam, to sleep. Why? What is the significance of this sleeping? It's rest. Because the next day is Kabir. It's going to be, yani, a great day. Yani, it's a lot of yani things that you have to do on that next day. Yani, so it is resting on that night. That is what is the sunnah. So what are the people doing at Muzdalifa? Ya'mal al-hujjaj in Muzdalifa. They're praying Maghrib and Isha. And then what else are they doing at Muzdalifa? Sleeping. And then what else are they doing at Muzdalifa? Al-fajr. Yusalluna al-fajr. And they're also performing fajr prayer. What else are they doing at Muzdalifa? Naam, yadhkur Allah, dhikr Allah inda al-mashr al-haram. So what are we doing at Muzdalifa? Maghrib al-Isha, sleeping, fajr, and remembering Allah at mashr al-haram, yani at Muzdalifa, the whole of Muzdalifa is mashr al-haram. Until when? Up until what time? Hatta yusfira, until it becomes bright, radiant, glowing in the sky, yani, and then they leave before the rising of the sun. Okay, it is 3 o'clock exactly and 4 seconds. We'll stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.